Hello, and welcome to the Astrology Witch podcast. My name is Tiana, and I will be your host. Thanks for joining me here again. So, I guess I will start with sharing a little bit of current events. It's been a week or so since I've put out an episode. Usually I put one out every week, and so this one's coming out a little bit later. And there are a couple reasons for that. The first reason being that last week I got my first dose of the vaccine, and at first, it didn't seem like I was going to have any crazy side effects. Like, I was pretty okay. But then I either experienced delayed symptoms or I had food poisoning. And I'm not sure which one it was, but it was really intense. I had chills and fever, and it was terrible. Nausea, everything. So it was like, ugh. Really kind of put me out. So thank you for your patience if you've been here. I really appreciate that. And I do want to let you guys know that I have another podcast. So if you have only listened to the Astrology Witch podcast, then if you have any interest in paganism or like the intersection of paganism and Christianity and witchcraft, then you might enjoy my other podcast that I do with my boyfriend called The Christian and the Witch. If you haven't checked that out, definitely check it out. We have some bangers in there. It's pretty fun. And we've had, I think, only one guest on in the entire time. We should really have more guests on. But, yeah, it's been a good time. We've talked about many topics. We're already on season two of the podcast over there. So if you need something to listen to on your daily commute or while you work or whatever, that's a good one. Anyhow, today we're going to talk about Chiron and all the cool things about Chiron, because you guys wanted to know about Chiron, so here we are, and we'll get into that now. Okay, so Chiron. So who is Chiron? A lot of people don't know, but maybe you can imagine that most of astrology is based in Greek mythology. And so in Greek mythology, Chiron's known as the wounded healer. You may have heard this from astrologers. It's a very common term when it comes to Chiron. Everyone's like the wounded healer, but really, what does that mean and what is it about? Well, in Greek, Chiron literally means skilled with the hands. It's closely linked with another Greek word, chirurgos, or I'm probably butchering that, but I don't speak Greek. It means surgeon, so skilled with the hands, like a surgeon. So Chiron was the son of Titan, Cronus, and Philyra, who was an oceanid or a sea nymph. And Chiron was considered the wisest and most just of all the centaurs. This is because he was part Titan. And he wasn't just like your average run-of-the-mill centaur. He lived at the foot of Mount Pelion in Thessaly in northern Greece. And unlike other centaurs, as I said, who are thought to be violent and savage, he was famous for his wisdom and knowledge of medicine. And unlike his, you know, fellow centaurs, he was an immortal son of the Titan Cronus, so this made him Zeus's half-brother, so he was different from all the other centaurs in this way. He was known as a great healer and teacher, and mentored many of the famous mythological Greek heroes, including Asclepius, the Argonauts, Aristaeus, Heracles, and Achilles of Troy. So those are some really famous heroes that many of you have probably heard their names if you don't know their myths. But Chiron was accidentally injured by Heracles in a battle in one of these myths, which resulted in an arrow piercing him that poisoned him with hydra venom. And this resulted in an incurable wound, which would not heal and caused him immense suffering and pain. So much so that Chiron decided to give up his own immortality. And this led to Zeus placing him amongst the stars as constellation Centaurus. And so that's kind of how Chiron came to be. And in astrology, your Chiron placement represents our deepest wounding and the ways we can go about healing this wound or wounds. And the keys to both lie in this placement and often what house it falls in, right? So, you know, if you have Chiron in a specific placement, the meaning will slightly alter depending on what house. And you can do that with a simple Google. I'm not actually going to go through that with you, but there it is. So we're just going to go through the signs. And if you guys have any questions also that I don't answer in these episodes, then feel free to hit me up on social media and ask away, slide into my DMs. Okay, so as we were saying, it's the ways we can go about healing the wounds or the wound, and also our deepest wounds itself. Some astrologers believe that these are remnants of wounding from past lives, while others simply believe these wounds are part of like the grand lessons for this specific lifetime. Chiron can indicate fears or sensitivities and vulnerabilities, especially the ones we're most acutely aware of and the ones we struggle with, the ones we're sensitive about, areas where we overcompensate because of this hyper awareness that we have about something. Chiron can feel like the areas of our lives where we can never do enough, never be enough, or never give enough. So if you find that there's like this one area where you are always overextending yourself, you might have Chiron in an area that has to do with that thing, or in a house that deals with that area of life. Moreover, Chiron indicates where our most profound healing powers lie. This involves healing both ourselves but also other people. So Chiron, in a way, it's our deepest wounding, but it's also a gift because it gives us the gift of healing the suffering of others with our own wounds. And that kind of relays back to Chiron's story, right? Because he had this arrow in his side and it was causing him so much suffering, but he became a wise man and he was able to heal others and help others with his extensive knowledge and wisdom. So, you know, it kind of follows that myth. So we may possess great healing powers for helping others in this area, but then we struggle to absorb the lessons for ourselves and apply them to our own lives. So that's kind of like the catch-22 of Chiron. This most often shows where we must learn to face and overcome our deepest issues with low self-worth and inadequacy. So wherever you have Chiron, you're dealing with some sense of inadequacy where you feel that you fall short no matter what. So whatever the interpretation by whatever astrologer, most astrologers can agree that when deciphering how to heal fears, traumas, and wounds, looking at your Chiron placement can be very helpful. So resolving the issues that surface with your Chiron placements include learning how to trust ourselves, to embrace our imperfection, and find beauty in the breakdown, so to speak, and the cracks of our own humanity, if you will. Okay, so now we're going to go through the signs, and we're going to start with Aries, as always. Okay, Chiron in Aries. So Chiron in Aries is the biggest cheerleader for the underdog. They have the gift for reminding others of just how special and valued they are, but they're going to have issues seeing these qualities in themselves. They may struggle with reminding themselves that they too matter and need to make their own life a priority as well. They may understand this on the surface, you know, intellectually, but putting it into practice can be a lifelong endeavor. But don't give up on this endeavor. It's absolutely important. Helping others to embrace and develop their strengths is a great gift that you can give to other people. And you must also give that gift to yourself, and you can learn with time and self-love to implement this into your life as well. So the wounds for Chiron in Aries can often include dealing with excess aggression or pent-up anger, lack of self-worth or confidence, struggle with identity, a tendency to isolate or detach, toxic competitiveness, or toxic comparison. And the gifts that Chiron in Aries gifts you with are an innate ability to empower others to embrace their own individuality, to harness anger into creativity, fearless authentic expression, and fierce independence. Okay, so Chiron in Taurus. Chiron in Taurus may hold guilt for enjoying material things, luxury, comfort, and the need for security. They may also struggle with strong self-worth and confidence as well. Logically, of course, everyone deserves nice things in life, but it can be difficult for Chiron and Taurus to treat themselves without feeling super bad about it. They have the gift to help others understand their own worth and deserving of finer things, however. And those with Chiron and Taurus may overcompensate by either under or overindulging and then feel guilty as they swing back and forth on the pendulum until they find that balance between their needs for security and worth, and also like not going too far with it. Wounds for Chiron and Taurus include a stubborn fear or resistance to change, being a follower instead of thinking for themselves, being conventional in the same way of like being a follower instead of thinking for yourself. Like maybe you're following tradition or convention for the sake of security, but not something for like being authentic for yourself, that it's not something you actually really believe in, if that makes sense. You can have an addiction to creature comfort, such as eating, drinking, or material items, excessive materialism, and possibly money issues. However, the gifts for Chiron and Taurus are often the ability to craft calming environments for others, creating stability amid chaos, magical manifestation that has practical applications, harnessing traditional wisdom, and clever financial planning. So those are pretty great. And now we're going to move on to Chiron in Gemini. Okay, Chiron in Gemini. Chiron and in Gemini understand the power of conversation and expressing themselves without apology, and harnessing the power of the mind in a compelling way. But they don't always practice this in their own life. This is the irony of Chiron. These people may oscillate between speaking too much or too little and struggling with feeling comfortable communicating with other people and then feeling guilty, like they're not accurately representing themselves to other people. This said, Chiron in Gemini, people are skilled at helping other people with useful advice and information and genuine in their desire to help other people. However, the wounds for Chiron in Gemini include a fear of being alone, an addiction to gossip or talking too much, constant scattered pivoting, which makes it impossible to finish tasks or projects, approval or attention seeking, fear of judgment, or toxic sibling rivalry. The gifts for Chiron and Gemini often include communication, cooperation, mediation, innate interpersonal skills, right? Like these people are just skilled at working with others and communicating with others, even though they themselves are going to struggle with like pivoting back and forth between them too. They're great at using wit and humor to connect with others, to make others feel comfortable. Creative learning through play or unconventional methods. They may be really great at teaching people things through unconventional methods. And the ability to put others at ease or make them feel included. Okay, now we're going to move on to Chiron in Cancer. Chiron and Cancer are nurturing, warm, and care deeply for others. They have a deep kindness and care for others that they may struggle to apply to themselves. And I really feel for you guys because I have Chiron and Cancer. They easily understand that there's value in the ordinary and encourage others to enjoy life fully instead of being consumed by the need to perform or seek outer world success, but may have their own guilt when they underperform and find it difficult to apply their own advice to their life. So again, we're seeing this theme with Chiron of having the gift of giving it to others, but not being able to really achieve it for yourself. They may also have trouble feeling truly comfortable in places that are not their own home. And that's kind of a thing for Cancer, right? Cancer needs to feel secure in their own little shell. So wounds for Chiron and Cancer include hoarding resources and money, emotional eating, xenophobia, like fear of outsiders, not necessarily like xenophobia in the way you hear in the media where it's like racism or something, although I guess it could be. It's really just fear of like strangers, stranger danger, family dysfunction, and it's usually like wounding to do with the mother or a mother figure, difficulties feeling safe or at home in your body and in the world at large. You might be someone that feels completely uncomfortable in your own skin or just like you don't belong at any point in time in the world. The gifts, however, for Chiron and Cancer often include the ability to create safe havens, nutritional wisdom, and intuitive nourishment for others, female empowerment, and savvy financial planning. Okay, we're going to move on to Chiron and Leo. Chiron and Leo are the champions for others. They want people to stand out in their own uniqueness, take pride in themselves, and enjoy life to its fullest. However, they're going to struggle to do these things themselves. They may feel guilty for being too prideful, boastful, or showcasing their own accomplishments. They may struggle with guilt surrounding embracing their own childlike youth or youthful spirit, or feel maybe creatively inadequate. This said, Chiron and Leo people are powerful leaders to help motivate others to live fully and authentically. And that's their gift. So wounds for Chiron and Leo include an intense need for attention, approval or validation, an addiction to drama, romance or love, or like the feeling of love, the constant need to be on an emotional high note, or the tendency to present a false persona to other people. So you're like, you fronting all the time. The gifts with Chiron and Leo, however, include emboldening others to be authentic in their own self-expression, childlike and youthful spirit and playfulness, and using various arts to encourage and uplift others with messages of positivity. It's pretty cool. Okay, we're going to move on to Chiron and Virgo. So Chiron and Virgo are skilled at assisting others with the detailed aspects of improving their lives and skills. They may be particularly skilled at like helping others get organized and have a gift for their attention to detail. At the same time, Chiron and Virgo people may struggle to apply the same attention and organization to their life. They might fail to have the same keen eye to themselves. And they might feel just behind on things or disorganized, chaotic, or overwhelmed because of this feeling. And these people may have intense fears or insecurities about being unhealthy. This is Virgo rules, you know, health. They might feel unorganized or not, quote, together enough, so they don't feel like they have their shit together. But they have this need for perfection, and their high expectations might just be a little bit unreasonable, okay? So if you have Chiron and Virgo, like, you might want to just take it down a notch, although you're struggling with this, right? Wounds for Chiron and Virgo include perfectionism, body dysmorphia, extreme people-pleasing, excessive criticism, or, like, an excessively critical eye, hypochondria, and anxiety about the judgment of others. And the gifts for Chiron and Virgo often include helping others structure their lives, often through self-improvement industry. So this could be health, wellness, mental health, like closet organization even, or just like, you know, something that's your everyday details that maybe someone else doesn't think about. They offer practical wisdom to others in whatever form that takes, and self-empowerment. So they could be like motivational speakers as well, or someone like, you know, Marie Kondo, like tidying up, like that's such a detail-oriented Chiron and Virgo kind of thing to do. Okay, now we're gonna move on to Chiron and Libra. So Chiron in Libra has the gift of being a master mediator. They're able to see all sides of a story. You know, they have the gift of Libra, and they have deep wisdom when it comes to relationships, of course. And these people would make excellent counselors. At the same time, adapting these practices and beliefs in their own life can be challenging, and they may often give much more than they receive. And interpersonal relationship conflicts can bring this huge amount of guilt or anxiety because they feel still like they're inadequately putting into this relationship, even though they are giving like way more than they're receiving. So the wounds for Chiron and Libra often include commitment phobes, so people who just don't want to commit or be tied down, an inability to commit in relationships, romantic idealization, trying to force peace at any cost, like just trying to be the peacekeeper to basically lay down, be a doormat, or, you know, agree for the sake of agreeing so that the problems will go away. They might also have difficulty ending relationships or have paralyzing indecision where they just don't know what to do and they're just stuck. The gifts, however, for Chiron and Libra often include fostering calm and harmonious communication, diplomacy, creating beautiful experiences, and even being a matchmaker. All right, Chiron in Scorpio. Chiron and Scorpio have an exceptional awareness of loss and attachment, like the weight of those things, which can really limit them in life. This is because they have this acute sense of the power dynamics and a deep understanding of psychological motivation, intense emotion, and they're going to struggle to invest deeply enough that they have to actually deal with those feelings. So these people would make great psychiatrists or counselors because they have these acute perceptions. But they must learn to embrace their own feelings and motivations and attachments and grievances and losses in this life as well, and experience them to the full extent firsthand. That is their challenge, is
they may struggle with deep fears of loss, loss of self, loss of power, loss of control. These can be really strong themes that they're going to have to work on. And wounds for Chiron in Scorpio include sexual addiction, victims of sexual abuse sometimes, power struggles, jealousy and obsession, sometimes nihilism. And if you don't know what nihilism is, it's essentially nothing means nothing. Nothing has any meaning. And they may also have trouble leaving toxic relationships, right? Because Scorpio is the opposite of Taurus. They're both fixed and they're both in it for the long haul. And the gifts for Chiron in Scorpio often include helping people through extreme transformation, sexual healing, and helping others during extreme life moments that are often transformative, such as birth or death. So they could be, you know, death workers, undertakers, morticians, or maybe even like, you know, I don't know what the doctors are called that help bring babies in the world. Is it a pediatrician? I don't know. probably wrong on that, but like, you know, the doctors that help bring babies into the world, they could be midwives. That would be a Chiron in Scorpio thing. Okay, so we're going to move on to Chiron in Sagittarius. So Chiron in Sagittarius, people possess deep craving for meaning and belief in a grand vision, something greater than themselves. They're the champions of free thinkers and encourage others to develop their own psychology, their own philosophy, inner truth, and their own sense of optimism. But that said, they may feel somewhat lost when it comes to discovering this for themselves, even though they often possess these great ideas about life's deeper meaning. They may feel just disconnected from or insecure about their own ideas and philosophies, and they have to learn to trust their own vision and how essential it is for them. Wounds for Chiron and Sagittarius include extremely fanatical beliefs, tactless communication, chasing the highs, and toxic nomadic tendencies. So like never wanting to be tied down to anything to the point that they have to keep moving. The gifts for Chiron and Sagittarius often include the ability to communicate passionate higher truths, higher consciousness, media, meaning like, you know, creating these beautiful, like higher vibration, think like that, like Gaia TV type media, or anyone that's doing anything that's related to that higher vibrational stuff, laughter and optimism as medicine, and fostering diversity and inclusivity. All right, so we're going to move on to Chiron and Capricorn. Chiron and Capricorn people possess a strong sense of structure, rules, boundaries, limitations, all those Capricorn-y things. They are wonderful at guiding and helping others to organize and structure their lives and achieve their goals, really. At the same time, they may find it exceedingly difficult to apply these concepts to their own life because they have that hypersensitivity that sort of sits with their own calling, reputation, status, and obligations. They might even avoid even attempting to achieve their own potential or take a stand in any particular direction because they don't even want to deal with it. It's just like, no, that's too much. Let me just not do it at all. Or otherwise, they're going to go too hard in all these areas of life and then never feel like they've accomplished or achieved or attained enough. And Chiron and Capricorn people struggle to appreciate their own efforts, contributions, and achievements. Or otherwise, they may struggle to find the discipline to achieve all the things that they want to achieve in life and end up punishing themselves because they fall up short because those expectations are simply too damn high. They feel an incredible sense of responsibility and demanding high expectations, which can be both, again, unreasonable, detrimental at times. Like sometimes those Capricorn standards are just too damn high. You might be able to achieve those things, but perhaps you need to reevaluate the time frame with which you want to achieve it, or the standards which you have for yourself. And those are things, you know, wounds you have to heal. Wounds for Chiron and Capricorn include toxic ambition, escapism through workaholism, a fixation on status and reputation, also daddy issues / family dysfunction, if you will. The gifts for Chiron and Capricorn, however, often include sensible leadership, the ability to provide practical resources for all, and environmental consciousness, which is super valuable, especially in the time of climate change. Okay, we're going to move on to Chiron in Aquarius. Chiron in Aquarius, people have a strong belief in others and the power of the collective. They're the true humanitarians who are passionate about originality and individuality. They're gifted with this ability to encourage others to be their most unique and authentic self. It's kind of like Aries, but more about the collective, like everybody should do this rather than you should do this and the underdog should do this. They're gifted with the ability to do all these things for other people, but at the same time, they're going to struggle to do it for themselves. They may feel self-conscious in groups or feel as if they don't truly belong, and they're especially sensitive or insecure to their place in the group or larger community, even though they possess innate wisdom in these areas. The lesson will be to learn to trust themselves, both on their own as an individual and in their place in any group. Wounds for Chiron in Aquarius include toxic and chaotic rebelliousness, like rebelling for the sake of rebelling, using science to detach from emotions, and also a toxic need to fit in. The gifts for Chiron in Aquarius often include social activism, of course, social justice. That's a motorbike, if you heard that. I live in downtown. You're going to have to work with me a little bit. Community sharing online and in the material world. Uplifting idealistic ideas and principles, and fostering utopian communities. So they're able to create small little pockets that just seem pretty idyllic. And that's kind of Aquarius's thing. Okay, now we're going to move on to Chiron and Pisces finally. Chiron and Pisces people possess a wonderfully compassionate side when it comes to considering people's backstories without judgment. They have that wonderful quality of unconditional compassion. They're incredibly understanding and forgiving, and this is their strength and their greatest weakness, because it's often taken too far, as it is with Chiron placements. These people may often hold on to things they would be better off just letting go. They give far more than they receive, or otherwise end up feeling too much guilt when it's not necessary to do so. These people, they're going to make exceptional counselors, but their lesson is to apply their own unconditional forgiveness, compassion, and understanding to themselves, and to let go when they need to in order to grow and develop their own form of self-care as well. Like, if there are people in your life that you just need to say goodbye to, there's no bad blood there, but just say goodbye, because sometimes we outgrow people. And I know I have this problem too, and maybe it's a Chiron and water sign thing. I don't know. But, you know, I want to hold on to every friend I've ever had ever, or every relationship I've ever had ever. And sometimes people are only in our lives for a short time, and they're there and they're in it and then they're out. And that's okay. You know, and that might be a hard lesson for someone with Chiron and Pisces. Wounds for Chiron and Pisces include escapism, addiction, denial of reality, fear of setting healthy boundaries, and struggling with parents who maybe have mental health or addiction issues. The gifts for Chiron and Pisces often include spiritual leadership, psychic and intuitive powers, and helping others to let go of limiting beliefs and to live out their fantasies. So that's pretty awesome. Need a Chiron and Pisces friend. Okay, so finally, we've reached the magical workings portion of this, and I'm going to keep it pretty short because I think that we should work with Chiron and our own Chiron placements maybe less magically and more in a healing capacity. So if you can do healing magical workings for yourself or healing work for others, if you know their Chiron sign, to a certain extent, you can support them, but I would say that only you can heal your Chiron sign. Only another person can heal their own Chiron sign and nurture that placement so that if you believe it's a past life wounding, if you're releasing that past karma, along with Saturn, then, you know, there's that, but only you can do that. So I would say there's a limit to the extent with which you could work with Chiron in a magical working. That's just my personal opinion. Feel free to Google it. I would say you could do shadow work with Chiron. It's, you know, going to be the one place that has your greatest strength and your greatest weakness. Maybe the place that you're so hyper aware of, but also hyper sensitive about. So self-care, meditation, journaling, self-love workings, those are going to be great for Chiron. And if you do a little more research, and I recommend that you do, I know I say this in a lot of episodes, but I definitely recommend that you guys listen to other astrologers and read articles about your placements to fully get a well-rounded understanding of what that placement indicates and how it can be interpreted in many ways, because there are going to be different ways that certain astrologers interpret the same placement. You know, the things that I've said here about each of the Chiron placements could be entirely different about how another astrologer interprets them. And that's fine. We all have our own framework with which we see the world, our own perception, which, you know, we see through the lens of into the world, and that shapes how we see them. And I find it so incredibly valuable to see how other people's lenses are shaped and what they look like from their vantage point. It's incredibly helpful to get a more well-rounded feeling for a placement, I think, in astrology. And if you want to fully understand all the ways that this could be manifesting itself in your life, then I definitely recommend looking for multiple interpretations of each placement to fully understand your natal chart. That's always really helpful. Or at least have your chart read several times if you don't want to do the work, right? If you don't want to Google it, you don't want to watch YouTube videos, that's not your thing, that's fine. Then definitely have your chart read by several people. And I'm sure you'll find that the readings are, maybe there are repetitive themes, and if those come up, definitely take note. But then you might also find that, like, you know, three people read the same placement three different ways. And in a way that can be confusing, but I would say, you know, bring them together, find the common origin of each one, and see where they're playing out in your life. Which one, you know, resonates for you, which one doesn't. Because there are many ways a placement can manifest in real life, obviously, and especially in modern day life. So keep that in mind, you know, as you're going through and trying to understand your chart or somebody else's chart or just a specific placement and you're learning about these things. You know, there are so many ways to interpret them. All right, so that's pretty much what I had to say about that. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode on Chiron signs. And yeah, join me on social media. I am on Twitter at AstroWPodcast, and I'm on Instagram, Astrology Witch Podcast. I'm on Facebook. The Astrology Witch Podcast has a page you can like and follow if you choose to. We do fun memes and stuff over there. And I have a Patreon now. So if you feel inclined to support me, or if you want early ad-free access to all the podcast episodes, tons of like witchcraft tips and path workings. And now I've started to do astrological weather and like full moon, new moon, and even meteor shower magical working recommendation kind of posts on there, which is pretty cool. Then please do join me on Patreon. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/astrologywitchpodcast, or you can actually search on there. If you already have an account, just search for Astrology Witch Podcast and it should come up. And I've got like low tiers and higher tiers depending on what you want. So something for everybody, hopefully. If you don't feel inclined to support, if you can't do it, no problem. I just appreciate you listening to me here and, you know, having this time together. And if you feel inclined to share your thoughts on the internet, then check me out on social media. It's always great to talk to you guys. Slide into my DMs, please. I hope you guys are all doing well and taking care of yourselves. And I will see you in the next one.